commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Andrew Lloyd Webber has given a wonderful gift to the world of musical theater. Some critics would argue that earlier gifts from Sir Andrew, like Cats and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, should be politely exchanged. Sometimes his musical scores are criticized for being overly repetitive, and they are. His music is also synthesizer-heavy. Phantom of the Opera and Cats wowed Broadway tourists, but weighed on New Yorkers who saw these shows over and over again when out-of-town guests came calling. So what has he done? He has lovingly restored the score of America's best-loved movie, The Wizard of Oz. The 1939 movie is full of musical gems, including the first and last entry in the great American songbook, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. These are masterpieces of the famed MGM Orchestra and Harold Arlen. But the 1930s was the era of low-fidelity 78 RPM recordings. The recording techniques from 70 years ago are primitive compared to today. We could never hear this music the way it was supposed to be heard until now. Now, none of the music has been tampered with. It's been recomposed with a full theatrical orchestra in the style of the original work. All of the notes and melodies are the same, and the music is rich and full and lush. You've never heard it like this before. The music is being used in a new stage production of The Wizard of Oz, which has been tried out in Toronto and may be coming to Broadway soon. There are additional songs and musical passages also in the MGM style to make the story more stage instead of movie-friendly. Tim Rice is the lyricist for the additional music. His job, adding words to a well-known classic, is more challenging. Some say his songs are more of a distraction because we know the story so well, but the work is true to the original. The only regret here is that Judy Garland is irreplaceable. Danielle Wade sings a fine version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow in the new cast recording, but she is borrowing a role that belongs to the ages. We know the story and we know the movie. The enhanced music is magnificent and makes an old experience new again.